Hey, Jason John Cowart here, Next Gen Pastor at New Covenant Church in Longview, Texas. And this is a podcast called Thoughts, where I highlight and discuss a thought or an idea or something God shows me over the course of the day. And I'd love to hear what you think. So let's continue the conversation on Facebook or Instagram at Jason John Cowart, or you can visit wearencc.com or jasonjohncowart.com. I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you so much for listening. Be blessed. The other day I was at a service where a little girl prayed. She was probably a kindergartner, I believe. Super cute. It was so sweet hearing her little tiny voice in that microphone. And here recently, my daughter has really gotten bold in praying for our dinners. She makes us hold hands, and then she sounds off this sweet little prayer for our food and for our family and really a variety of other things. Honestly, you never know what you're going to get with that. And of course, if Big Sister prays, then John William has to pray as well. And what's funny is my little three-year-old boy's prayers actually sound more like German than a kid in English. It's more like, thank God for food. It's really cute. He might be speaking German, but it is cute. And when Vivi and Will pray, I have this heartwarming experience knowing that they are genuinely talking to God. I mean, sure, Will probably doesn't fully understand yet, but I guarantee you God loves it. I know he does because I do, and I'm not even the focus of the prayer. As I listen to that little girl at that service, I was moved at this thought of how sweet that was in God's ears. I bet he stopped the courses of heaven in that moment so he could listen better. I mean, in my mind's eye, I see him leaning in, elbows on his knees as he sits in his throne, smiling, laughing. He was loving it. God loves it when his children pray. He loves it when we pray. I'll be 38 years old this month, and I've definitely outgrown the child stage of life. But if you ask my mom and my dad, I'm still their child, and sometimes I get treated like that. For instance, when my mom found out I was going to Africa in November, she put together and sent me this bag of stuff I would need so I wouldn't catch the Zika virus. I mean, I realize I can go to Walmart and get some deep woods off, but I'm her child, and she wanted to take care of me. And I know God loved hearing that little girl pray, that little child, but he loves to hear you pray too. I mean, not only because you're coming to him with that, but because you're his child. You may have passed the child stage in your life, but just like how I am to my mother, you're never going to not be his child. I don't know where you are in your relationship with him, but you need to know that he loves you. He wants to talk to you. He wants to hear your voice. He wants to share in your victories and in your struggles. He's longing to have a conversation with you. And I'm convinced that he loves the sounds of our voices as we pray. One thing I'm going to miss about my kids as they age is their little voices. We have tons of videos of Vivi when she was younger, and we hear her little voice, and it's just so cute. And Will does the same thing right now, and I'm doing my best to remember every moment, every detail of those sweet little voices. Look, I've put my faith in Jesus Christ, and I have made him Lord, and that means I am a child of God. And I think as much as I love the sound of my own children, God loves the sound of us. So would you take a moment and talk to your Father in heaven? He loves you. He adores you. And I believe that he is seated on his throne, elbows on his knees, leaning in, just waiting to silence heaven to hear what you have to pray. It's easy to love God, to love a Father who loves us so much. He does love you. So speak to him. Pray. Let him in. Let him share in your life. I found that when I do that, I begin to embrace his plan for me and his love for me, his will for my life. He loves your voice, and he wants to give you the life that you've never imagined you could have. So pray. Why? Because God is listening.